The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Cohn Shlita of the Kollel Even HaEzer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
We know the halacha is that a husband is mechuyev to give his wife mezoinus, food, and other things like clothing. I want to discuss a little bit, not halacha lamaisa, but the tzadim of the shaila, what's the halacha if a person does not give his wife food, and his wife demands a get, is he mechuyev to divorce her? So the Gemara brings down a memory from Omer Rav. A husband that says, I'm not going to feed my wife, in mefarnes, I'm not going to give her the other things that he's mechuyev to give her. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. He's mechuyev to divorce her and give her a ksuba. The Gemara brings up Yoykan holds like that also. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, that once we're going to force him to divorce her, we might as well just force him to give mezainis. We don't have to force him to divorce his wife. As long as he's married, we can force him to give his wife mezainis, and we'll be able to avoid forcing him to divorce his wife. The Gemara explains that Rav's for is Rav holds that ain't adam dorim nachash b'chifa. A person cannot live with a snake in the same basket. Same thing, it's too difficult for a wife to live with a husband who does not agree to give her mezainis. Only if she drags him to bed, then bed and will force him, it's too difficult for her. Therefore, right away, there's a din that he's mechuyev to divorce her and give her a ksuba. There's machlokes rishonim, how we paskin in this Gemara. The Bahag and that the Rosh over here paskin like Rav, that if somebody doesn't give mezainis, he's mechuyev to divorce her, and we don't bother forcing him to give mezainis. The Rif, the Rambam, and Azir Shteit and Shulchan Aruch hold that the din is like Shmuel, that he's not mechuyev to divorce her, because Bezdin can force him to give mezainis. The Rashba and other Rishonim say that even according to Shmuel, if for whatever reason Bezdin is not able to be kai for him to give mezainis, then even according to Shmuel, he would be mechuyev to divorce his wife. The Rashba says that if he's a poor person, he's not able to work, or he's not willing to work, he doesn't want to go to work, then even Shmuel would agree that the halacha is that he's mechuyev to divorce her. The Rambam also holds like that. The Rambam says if somebody's so poor that he's not even able to give her the bread that she needs, we force him to divorce his wife. I want to speak a little bit first about the second case of the Rashba, where a person is poor, he doesn't have money, and he does not want to go to work. So the emphasis is that the machlokes rishonim, if a person is mechuyev to go to work to feed his wife. Tais brings down the Samach Gimel. Rabbi Elio holds that if a person has no money, he is mechuyev to work to be able to feed his wife. One of his rayas is, because in the ksuba we write the eflach, a work. So it's mashma that a person mechuyev to go to work to support his wife. Rabbi Natam argues. Rabbi Natam says that even though a person is mechuyev to feed his wife, she's just like a regular bachayv, and just like by a regular bachayv, if a person owes money, he's not mechuyev to go to work. So too, a person not mechuyev to go to work to feed his wife. He says that the lashon ve'eflach and the ksuba that I will work, it means he'll work on his own karka, or other rishonim say other pshatim have to explain the lashon ve'eflach, but he's not mechuyev to go to work. Interesting, the Hagoyis Maimon brings down from Benatam, one of his riots is from this week's parasha. If a lady has a baby, so she's mechuyev to bring a sheep for a carbon oilo and a bird for a carbon chattis. If she can't afford a sheep, then she brings two birds, one for oilo, one for a chattis. And it says in the Tareis Koinim, she's not mechuyev to go to work to be able to buy a sheep. If she has no money, she's not mechuyev to go to work. So Benatam says, Koshkeinish. If a lady is not mechuyev to go to work to bring a carbon to the Eimshter, so for sure the husband is not mechuyev to go to work to be able to feed his wife. That's for sure. That of course the right thing is that he should go to work, because he really owes the mezainis, is a chiv mezainis, just like if a person borrows money, he's mechuyev to pay. And when a person borrows money, he has to make sure that he has a plan to pay back. If he has a plan to go to work, that's also, then of course, then he has to go to work. Same thing, a husband is mechuyev. The right thing is that he should go to work. And Rav Natan, in fact, says in the Agos Maimer, brings Rav Natan that Bezin should cancel him, Bezin should fine him to encourage him to go to work. But if he does not go to work, but he's not mechuyev mitzad the ksuba to go to work. Now, according to Rav Eliyahu, that he's mechuyev mitzad the ksuba to go to work, it would seem that Bezin can be koifim, Bezin can force him to go to work. And that's like what the Ritva says, that Bezin can force him to go to work, and therefore since Bezin can force him to go to work, there would not be any din of Yotzevit and Ksuba that he should divorce her, because we don't have to divorce her according to Shmuel. He doesn't have to divorce her according to Shmuel, because we can force him to go to work. But according to Rabbi Natan, that he's not mechuyev to go to work, so we can't force him to go to work. And Allah says, since Rabbi Natan and a lot of Rishonim hold like that, we for sure can't force him to go to work. So if we can't force him to go to work, therefore even Shmuel would agree that since we can't force him to work, and he has the money, that we could tell him that he's mechuyev to give a get. So that's one sheet of the Rishonim, that even according to Shmuel, if he has no money and he's not able to give mezainis, whether he's able to work or even if he's not able to work, a lot of Rishonim say we force him to give a get. There's another sheet of the Rishonim that disagrees. The Ramach asks on the Ram. The Ramach asks that if he has no money, why should we force him to divorce his wife? He has no money. What's he supposed to do? And Rabbi Yerucham also brings that if he has no money, ein koifin, we don't force him like a bachoyf that has no money. And he brings like that also from a time in the tshuva. The emphasis is that the Rav Yo and the Gois Maimni bring Mefurish from Rabbi Natan, that Rabbi Natan holds that even if he has no money, that the din is that he's mechuyev to divorce his wife and give her ksuba. If he's not giving mezainis, even if he doesn't have money, he's mechuyev to divorce her, not like Rabbi Yerucham brings from Rabbi Natan. Possibly we could be miyashiv that Rabbi Yerucham that says that he's not mechuyev to divorce her when he doesn't have money means only when he's not able to work, like if he's sick. But if he's able to work, then even Rabbi Yerucham would agree that he's mechuyev to divorce if he doesn't go to work. The Chasam Sofer says a similar thing to answer a steer in the Ramo, but pash this in Rabbi Natan, it wouldn't be correct, because if he doesn't have any money and Rabbi Natan holds he's not mechuyev to go to work, so pashtus, there shouldn't be any difference if he's able to go to work or if he's not able to go to work. And that's also the lashon of Rabbi Yerucham, is that if he has no money, ain't koifin, k'moy b'choyv she'engoy, like a b'choyv that doesn't have. Pashtus, what he means to say is that just like Tosfos said, that a b'choyv, you don't make him go, if somebody owes money and he's not able to pay, you don't force him to go to work. So too, if a husband doesn't have money and he's not able, and he has no money, you don't force him to go to work. So even if he's able to go to work, we don't force him to go to work, and still he doesn't have to make it. And that's Mefurish in the Ramach, that, and as Ish Taitak in Ramach, that according to Rabbi Natan, since he's not Mechuyev to go to work, even if he's able to go to work, we are not toy for him to divorce. So the Ma'at said generally, we would not be able to force him to divorce his wife. If he has money, then we'll force him to feed his wife from the money that he has. And if he has no money, then we'll be choshesh for the Ramach and Rabbi Yerucham that hold that if he has no money, he's not mechuyev to divorce his wife. I just want to speak a little bit about what's the halacha. When the Gemara says, we had a lot of times in our Madar, yoytze v'yitin ksuba, he's mechuyev to divorce her and give a ksuba. What does that mean? So, the Tosfos on the Vine brings down the Shaila. Some Rishonim hold that whenever it says yoytze v'yitin ksuba, means we're koifin oyseyachi yoymeroytzani, we force him until he agrees to give his wife a get. We force him to shoyti until he agrees to give his wife a get. Other Rishonim, Ban, and a lot of Rishonim say that Yoytziv Yitzin Ksuba doesn't necessarily mean that he's mechuyev to give a get. He's only mechuyev to give a ksuba, but the Ramban says that if a person says, I'm not going to give mezoinis, over there, the din is kaifin. Over there, we are actually kaifin to give her a get. Taisus Nafayin and the Rosh Nivamis, they understand, they bring down from Ben Hananel, they understand that Ben Hananel, that even if a person says they're not going to give mezoinis, we're not kaifing him. We don't actually force him to give a get. We just tell him that he's mechuyif to give a get, and if he doesn't give a get, he's an avari, he's over on the chiyuv of the chachamim to give a get. But we're not actually kaifim to give a get. The only time Taisa says that, right. So Taisa says that even though the ikr is nira that we should be kaifa, a person, that we should be kaifa, a person to give a get, but we're chayshish for Ben Hananel, it's a suffix eshesish, so we never force a person to give a get unless he's moineh kolonyon ishes. He moved out. Totally, and he doesn't spend any time with her, and he doesn't give her any mezainis. So there is Manea calling Yoni Ishis, so there's no marriage at all. Over there, Taisa says, even according to Ben Hananel, we could be kaifa and we could actually force him to give a get. So, halacha lemaaseh, we're choshesh for a Ben Hananel, and we take do not force, we would not be able to force a person to give a get, unless he take moved out 100%, and does not give his wife anything. No mezoinis, and he doesn't spend any time at all with her. Even in that case, b'derech klal there won't be any kfiyah, because if he has money, by yesh loy, then we'll force him to give mezoinis. And even by ein loy, we're choshesh for Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Ramach, that if a person doesn't have money, we don't force him to divorce his wife. The only case where it's possible that there could be kfiyah is let the person has money, but Bezdin is not able to force him to support his wife. Bezdin, he doesn't listen to Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have the means to be able to force him. But somehow they have him, and they can force him to agree to write a get right now. So over there, since he's moneh kolon yoni ishes, so there's no chash of, according to our Rishayim, there's a din of kaifin. And even though, and he has money, so, and even though Shmuel holds that when he has money, we are kaifa him to give mezainis, but over here, since we don't have the ability to be kaifa him to give mezainis, there, according to everybody, the din would be that we could take and be kaifa him to give a get.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.